Gary Wolfel, our Bucks analyst, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary, last night's game in Indiana, just a display of why you're going to live by the three and die by the three?
Great question.
Yeah, pretty much. And the win against an NBA team that actually knows the meaning of defense. There aren't too many of those teams left anymore. It's kind of a dying breed. And, you know, everybody collapses on Giannis. I mean, that's a game-to-game thing. But what the Pacers do extremely well is rotate their guys. If Giannis passes the ball, they would go to the shooter almost immediately and made it really tough on the Bucks.
Yeah, and Chris Middleton struggling right now is not helping the Bucks either. And defensively, you know, you can say, well, he's doing his job defensively, but offensively, he's killing them. I mean, they rely on him to be that guy that can score 20 a night. Eric Bledsoe's playing out of his mind still this year to this point. He had another good game last night. But they have to have Middleton on nights when Giannis can't get going.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you saw my tweet earlier today on Middleton's shooting woes. Get this. In the last five games, he's 19 of 68.
Brutal.
27%. And this is a guy that was shooting around 50% all season, right, or better. And then from three-point range in the last four games, 5 of 24.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right. He's in a major shooting funk.
It's going to be a difficult deal for this team to kind of turn it around here until Middleton gets going. The other thing, too, about this Bucks basketball team is, you know, you take care of business against the Raptors and that whole deal, and people have their power rankings that come out, and they're number one. And you look at some of the teams in these power rankings, a lot of them, like the Bucks, over the last couple of weeks are just playing 500 basketball. I mean, there's really nobody red hot at this point.
No, there really isn't, except the Boston Celtics. Right?
That would be them, yes, yeah. And we all figured that was going to happen eventually.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy that Eastern Conference, you know, Toronto's got, what, 23 wins? And then Philadelphia has 19. And then Indiana and Milwaukee have 18. And then you have Boston with 17. So it's going to be very interesting to see which four teams end up with the home court advantage, because all of these teams play very well, you know, on their home floor.
Yeah, Gary, still, when you have this kind of start, these kind of losses, to me, don't really bother me, because I think it'll average out, because you play these guys a lot. The ones that would bother you, that still bothers you, is the one like the Knicks, or if something happened with Cleveland coming up. If they beat everybody they're supposed to beat, they're going to be okay. But my question is, does Budenheiser want these guys to take so many threes? Because if that's the case, then they're going to leave Lopez open. And then sooner or later, they're going to not want Bledsoe to take it. And they're going to just force other guys to take it. And he wants these guys just take anybody just open, just take that shot.
Yeah, Leroy, if you played, I think he'd let you take some.
Ooh, man, I wish I played for him, man.
No, it is, you know. Well, we had talked about at the outset here that they are living and dying by the three. Not all the time. There are a few games in which, you know, they've done, you know, pretty well inside the lane. But for the most part, their ammo is, you know, long-range shooting.
Now, do you think other teams will watch this film and try to emulate what Indiana did? Or is this is just a one-off? Because they was number one scoring, I think.
Well, the nice thing about Indiana, they got Miles Turner, who matches up with Giannis's length, okay? I mean, a lot of times if Giannis gets the ball in the paint, he usually uses his length, you know, to shoot over a guy. But when you got a guy like Miles Turner or Drummond or Embiid,
right,
you know, it's obviously much tougher.
Talking with Gary Wolfel here on the Wendy's Big Show and on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, to that point, too, you know, watching that game last night with Giannis, even Thon Maker going up to him, I think it was Katie George had the little report during the game, during one of the huddles, where Thon was talking about how they're setting up on the right side of him driving through and drawing the offensive foul. Is there any way that you're stopping that and trying to change up the way Giannis is attacking the hole? Because he attacks with that lowered shoulder every single time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the one thing Giannis has to do, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, he's got to develop a mid-range shot or, you know, something beyond that, because But like we have been saying, they have been packing the lane on him, and that, you know, until he proves to other teams that he can, you know, extend his shooting range, they're going to continue packing the lane.
Gary, it only gets better from here as you get to see the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons, a couple more Eastern Conference Central games and a couple more Central opponents. Last night, you lose one to the Indiana Pacers. It still feels like to me that this is the Bucks' division to win.
Wow. Do your cohorts agree?
Well, yeah, I don't see how the – I agree. I think the Bucks win this division. I think they'd probably win this division by 5 or 6 games.
The Bucks could win by five games?
5 or 6 games, yep.
I reserve judgment for now.
What do you say, Leroy?
Nah, I don't see it. But, hey, I've been
You'll see them winning the division?
The only other team in the division is
60 games.
The only other person in the only other team in the division is the Pacers. Who else? Chicago? No. Cleveland? No. Detroit? Get out of here.
They're gonna battle with the Pacers down the street.
Well, they should win their division, but does anybody really care? I mean,
oh, I do.
When was the last time the Bucks won the division, Gary?
Yep. Wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't know you liked division.
I don't even remember.
Thank you. So what matters then?
Mm-hmm. I want a T-shirt. I want a division championship T-shirt, and I'm getting a hat, Gary.
These guys are losers, man. They want anything.
We're setting the bar really high here, aren't we?
Yes, sir. We do. It's the big show.
The bar is so low. It's amazing.
Gary, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
There's Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.